Continuing now with our reaction to the president's second inaugural, his inauguration day today, and the ceremonies have been going on in Washington, continuing throughout the day, and there'll be a big party tonight, and then back to business as the second term officially begins, the second 4 years of Barack Obama as president of the United States. Well, we wanted to reach out to some folks that we spoke with a lot during the election campaign, during the debates, during some of the speeches that were given, the stump speeches, the primary events that defined the election that Barack Obama won. Joining us now, Horacio Soberon Ferrer, independent Florida voter and vice president of the Alliance for Aging. Horacio, great to talk to you again.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Also, Hermine Hartman, editor-in-chief of Indigo Magazine, an activist from Chicago. Hermine, how are you?
Good afternoon. Fine, thank you.
Great. And John Rampe, a registered Republican and president of an Ohio manufacturing company in Willoughby Hills, Ohio. John, it's great to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Glad to be back again.
So, John, after much agonizing, I understand you ended up voting for Barack Obama. True?
I did.
What did you make of the inaugural speech for the president you voted for today?
Well, I'm not a student of inaugural speeches, but I must admit that this one was pretty mild. I doubt if it's a speech that history will quote much of in the future.
Although when we spoke with you during the election, you were all about action, action, action. I want things to get done in Washington. Did that stay with you at all?
Oh, well, that's still my rallying cry. I think we have major issues. I mean, certainly around the economy and health care. And when I listened to the address today, they got close to it. Probably the most important thing he said that I liked, or at least that I grabbed onto, was his quick statement that, you know, prosperity rests on the shoulders of the middle class. And I look at what we've done to the middle class right now is they are hammered. And I doubt if the middle class can put two nickels together to help create prosperity. And that's where we need to focus.
Well, we've been hearing a lot of that from our listeners who've also been weighing in on both the expected agenda for the next 4 years and reacting to the president's second inaugural. Hermine Hartman, editor-in-chief of Indigo Magazine in Chicago, you were very critical of the president in his first 4 years. What do you think today?
Well, I think the speech was a practical political speech, and I think it was a poetic moment of history. Today is for it to be the nation celebrating Dr. King's birthday and for the president to be sworn in. I think it makes us all reflect and think, I hope, about the words of Martin Luther King. And whereas his Bible was used, I hope his words are remembered. I think the good news about the speech is he talked about the economy, he talked about gun control, and he talked about immigration reform, and he talked about equality of marriage. But there were some things that weren't talked about. I agree with the previous caller about prosperity resting in the middle class, but I think, you know, what are the solutions for the middle class? What are we doing about small businesses, lack of being able to get bank funding? What about an urban agenda? I am just stuck on that because I think it's needed. I think there were some things that could be missing. It's about rebuilding this economy. It's about crossing the aisle and having bipartisan participation in the political process to get things done. And I think that's what the American public wants, is solutions to our problems, but we've got to get things done. This fighting has got to stop. The halt has got to stop. And we cannot go through the cliffs every 3 months.
Well, we will see if the rhetoric from that second inaugural, carries forward into the State of the Union address and then into some of the tough legislative battles to come. Hermine, hold on there. Horacio Soberon Ferrer, independent Florida voter. You are a very lonely Mitt Romney supporter in the nonprofit world down there in South Florida, as I recall. What did you make of the speech today?
Well, I agree with the previous person. The message was rather poetic. It touches on the promises that he made to immigrants and to the elderly and to education and so on and so forth. More importantly, he also said, we are not a nation of takers. And I don't know if that was a jab at Mitt Romney or if he just wanted to say that, that everyone needs to chip in. But the fact remains that he keeps making a lot of promises, and there is not enough detail on where is the money, where are the resources coming from.
Well, let's see where those specific details will be worked out, and you wouldn't expect in an inaugural speech to get them. No. And I'm not being argumentative necessarily, but here's one thing that he said that applies to all three of you, and I'm surprised that all three of you, I would say centrist Republicans and a pretty progressive Democrat are agreeing on the program today. He said everybody needs to take an oath like he took today, and that his oath is not so much different from the kind of oaths that Americans would need to take to actually get things done. Hermine, what did you make of that?
I mean, I'm okay with that. I think he's talking to his fellow Republicans. I think he's talking to his Congress and his Senate. What I did like about the speech was the call of history. He talked about the power of citizens and the shape of the debate and the lift of the voice. That's action talk. That's activist talk. That's king talk. And I hope that happens. I hope people hear
right.
that, because that's exactly what you have to do, and that's exactly where it is, and that's exactly how movements start. And I think people move the president.
All right.
The president does some things to move people, but we have to now, I think, move the president towards some solutions to some of the problems that we have.
Horacio Soberón Ferrer, would you take an oath to move forward on some of these actions, or do you not really get moved by this president?
No, I do. I do. I mean, Obama is everybody's president. He is our president, and we have to. I mean, everything that he's talking about are things that all Americans agree on.
All right, John Rampe, take us out. We got just 40 seconds.
Oh, well, you know, I think it goes back to maybe John F. Kennedy. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country really has to be the rallying cry.
All right. John Rampe, registered Republican and president of an Ohio manufacturing company in Willoughby Hills, Ohio. Hermine Hartman, editor-in-chief of Indigo Magazine in Chicago. And Horacio Soberón Ferrer, independent Florida voter and vice president of the Alliance for Aging in South Florida. Thanks to all three of you, and happy MLK Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.